And we're back here at the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Scott Morgan's out there starting to tune up for us here. You might be here in the background. Well, next we're going to hear something from the Ann Arbor Revival Meeting of Scott Morgan's Power Train. We're going to hear Ready to Ball.
Are you ready to ball? All right. One, two. One, two, three, four.
This is WHFR, Dearborn. To WHFR. This is the Motor Show. I'm your guest host, King Harvest. My colleague Tina is just joining me here. I got Scott Morgan's band out there getting ready to play. Well, thank you for tuning in. We just heard Ready to Ball from the Ann Arbor Revival Meeting, Scott Morgan's Power Train, with special guest Ron Ashton. Let's put on something else here until they're ready to go. Live at the Magic Stick in Detroit, 1999. Electronic Tonic, let's try that one. Program direct on, and we're ready to go with some more Scott Morgan music before he comes here live in the studio. This is 89.3, the only station making waves, and as soon as they're ready to go, we'll bring you the live music. Well, it looks like the band's ready to go here. Can you hear me out there? Okay, ready to go. Let's get into some live music from Scott Morgan on the only station making waves, WHFR.
You're making waves? Holy moly. We're going to do a really old song, Rational song, written by Carole King, and it's called I Need You.
That was great, fellas. That's Scott Morgan's Power Train. Would you like to introduce the members of the band?
Sure. We'll dedicate this song to Roger and Margaret and on their anniversary. And right here on bass, Chris Box Taylor. On guitar, Robert Gillespie, one of the old school guys like me. And here's the new kid on the block, Alex King. He's from a famous musical family. His father is a keyboard player. His grandfather is a keyboard player. His uncle is a drummer and played with Destroy All Monsters. His grandfather played with Barney Kessel. So he's got some pedigree here and is a real good drummer. And pleasure to work with.
So what are we doing next, fellas?
We're going to do a song called Love and Learn. And this is from our album, right? No? Not on our album?
It's on the live one.
Okay, it's on the live album. It's an old Sonics Rendezvous Band song, but we've been playing it for a long time.
We'll be right back. Good stuff.
Thank you. It's rocking and rolling.
Rock and roll. I want to introduce myself to you guys. I'm Royalty. I do Royalty Radio on Wednesdays.
Hey, Royalty.
I'm going to ask you guys a couple Royalty. Questions. You guys got a show tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're playing the Logger House tomorrow night with Vikings of the Dead, Los Vikings del Muerte.
Yes.
And it's on Michigan Ave, just east of Trumbull.
Yep. It's Logger House, everyone, so make sure you come out and check out Power Train and Los Vikings
del Muerto.
Yeah,
you can check it out on our... We have several different sites. We have MySpace, Power Train. We have powertrain.com. We got scottmorganmusic.com, and all the info's there.
Power Train spelled with a T-R-A-N-E.
That's right. Yeah, we just had an article in the Metro Times, which was real nice.
Brett Callwood.
Brett Callwood and Bill Holship, the editor, and the photographers, Doug Coombe, and it was called... Train Kept a Rollin', but we spelled it like Coltrane, T-R-A-N-E.
Right.
But we named it after the auto plant in Willow Run, Power Trains, where they make the transmissions.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that on online, Power Train. So the name of that last track was?
Love and Learn.
Love and Learn. And that was an old Sonic Rendezvous tune, you said?
That's right.
Okay.
So why don't you... Chestnut.
So why don't you give the listeners a little background info on the whole Sonic Rendezvous thing, briefly.
Okay, my high school band was the Rationals, and after we broke up in, it was many, many years ago, but anyway, I met Fred Smith and Scott Ashton. You know, I'd already known those guys, and Gary Rasmussen, and also, Ron Cook was our first bass player, and we started that band and lasted until 1980,
okay.
When Fred kind of semi-retired. He married Patty Smith, and they started raising a family.
Okay. And now you're doing the Power Train, and you've had several other bands too. I've seen that you've been.
I've had a couple bands in Europe. Yeah. We started a band to record. Sonic Rendezvous band stuff, because we really didn't do much in the studio,
mm-hmm.
and so we started this band with the Hydromatics, with Nick Royale from the Helicopters, and then we decided to do an old school soul thing called The Solution.
Yes.
And that went really well, but right now we're concentrating on Power Train and the U.S. and we may go to Europe, but
next year, maybe.
Next year, yeah,
right.
but we want to play the States. I mean, this is our backyard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We want to play in our own backyard.
Stay at home and hype it at home.
It's a good place to play,
right.
You know.
So you guys got another tune ready?
No.
Yeah.
Beyond the Sound.
Okay, I guess we do.
Title track of the album, which you have in there, I believe. Royalty.
Yes, we do. Beyond the Sound.
All right.
Finger on the trigger, got my finger on the ball, 'cause I'm super nervous.
I'm working up a sweat out here. I'm just in the studio.
So you're tuned in to The Motor, everyone that's tuned in out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Scott Morgan's Powertrain. I'm sitting in here with Alan from King Harvest doing the guest interviewing here. And that last track was their title track on the album Beyond the Sound. Good stuff.
Thought maybe I'd ask you guys a real quick question of who your very earliest influences were that got you playing music at the beginning of your career.
Chris? For me, it was the Misfits and MC5 and the Stooges.
Robert? Chuck Berry.
All right.
Rolling Stones, Beatles, you know, the English Wave, you know.
You cut your teeth on Giants, you'd be good.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Alex, can you speak in one of those microphones there?
Anybody hear me?
Yeah. What'd you like first?
Probably Stooges.
Stooges?
Stooges, yeah, like Scott was saying earlier, that my uncle played, and, you know, the band that was playing members of the Stooges, Ron Ash and stuff. So I got all those old tapes and stuff when I was real little, so was into it.
For me, it was like the first record I ever bought was Elvis Presley and the Coasters. And then, of course, you know, I got into like Chuck Berry and the Everly Brothers and Jerry Lee Lewis and, you know, all that stuff. And eventually we discovered the Beatles, or they discovered us or whatever. And then after that, it was history, because everybody wanted to write their own songs, and you know, and then the Stones and everything else.
Cool. So what are you guys going to do for us next?
I have no idea.
What? Talk is Cheap.
Okay.
All right.
It's another song off our album.
Yeah, this is one that Robert and I wrote with Mike Skill from Romantics. It's called Talk is Cheap. We'll be right back.
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Well, fellas, I got a couple more real quick questions. Has you been playing just music all this time, or did you wander in some other jobs? I see you got a lot of transmission names. I didn't know if you ever got into the factories or...
No.
Tried not to.
Tried not to.
Tried to stay out of the factory.
Stay out of the, yeah. Hydromatic, powertrain, I just figured, you know.
I get lessons, you know.
I'll try not to.
No, we named the bands that because, okay, this started with, I did a record with Wayne Kramer, and he wanted to call it Dodge Main. And I started thinking, well, this is really a good idea to name it something very Detroit, like the Detroit Wheels or something like that. And so, you know, we started calling our bands the Hydromatics and Powertrain and, you know, naming it after, like, you know, the auto business.
Detroit Automotive.
Detroit. Fair, it's a right. Motor City, you know.
Right. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, right. Cool.
The Motor City 5, the MC5.
You know. All that. So you got something else lined up for us here?
I have no
Let's
idea.
Play
Talk is
One Eye Jacks.
Ain't no time.
Oh, ain't no time.
Ain't no time.
Let's do that.
Ain't no time.
Okay. This is one that Chris Box Taylor wrote. It's called There Ain't No Time.
What is that noise?
I thought that was part of the
song.
It was
song, me making
like.
All that noise. Sorry about that.
This is the fifth member of the band.
So that was Ain't No Time.
Ain't No Time, yeah. It's on our album Beyond the Sound. And I stepped on my guitar cord. Chris wrote it. Sorry, I got a little carried away there. that's what all that noise was about.
Did you guys want to play something from the CD? You gave me the CD?
Yeah, or? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Play... anything you want. You guys want...
Pearl?
Pearl, yeah. Can you play Pearl?
Okay.
All
right,
this is one I wrote.
All right. This is Pearl, Scott Morgan's Powertrain on WHFR, the station making waves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You tuned in to The Motor Show here on 89.3 FM, the station making waves. We got Scott Morgan's Powertrain in the house here, and that last track we just heard was Taboo off of Beyond the Sound. And before that, we heard Nightliner and also Pearl. And we're going to play a tune from another group that Scott's in, which is The Solution. And then we're going to hear a few more tracks. So stick around here. Feel free to give us a call, 313-845-9676. The song's called Soul Mover.
Give us a few more tunes here.
We are ready to rock.
Okay, what's coming up next?
This is one called Rest in Peace, Rock and Roll.
Rest in peace, rock and roll. Rest in peace, rock and roll. We'll be right back.
to fade away. Rest in peace. Rock and roll. Rest in peace. Rock and roll.
Start some trouble now, I think. We're doing One Eye Jacks. I'm gonna put my guitar down here. Disconnect from all the cables and stuff. Hold on a second. Jesus. Here, take that.
Rest in peace, rock and roll. I wanna say rest in peace to Jimi Hendrix as well.
There you go.
Okay. This is what do we do? I thought we were doing One Eye Jacks.
One Eye Jacks.
Okay, this is one from our album Beyond the Sound, and it's called One Eyed Jacks, and it's named after the movie of the same title with Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
kind of rocks.
One-eyed Jax. So everyone that's tuned in, that's what it'll sound like tomorrow at the Lager House. So be there.
Please.
Michigan Avenue.
Please come.
Power Train and the Vikings of the Dead.
Come and come again.
Might knock down the rest of Tiger Stadium with that sound.
Right.
Thank you guys very much in there. This is called Guitar Army.
So, just another quick reminder to everyone. What's that?
We still have 5 minutes.
You guys want to rock out another one?
I don't know. I don't think.
I don't think so.
All right. Let's tell everyone.
It's all yours now.
Right. Let's just tell everyone tomorrow is Scott Morgan's Powertrain at the Lager House with Los Vikings Del Muerto. And it's going to be a good time. I'll be there.
Three chords and a cloud of dust.
Thank you very much. Yeah, actually, I always thought that came from U of M, but apparently it came from Woody Hayes. That school down south, as they call it. You know.
That's where Bo learned that from.
Yeah, he worked with Woody Hayes at Ohio State, but apparently that's where the phrase came from, Ohio State. Three chords and a cloud of dust, and it works, you know.
So your websites are myspace.com/powertrain, scottmorganmusic.com, and what are the other ones?
Let's see. Myspace.com, scottmorganmusic, and let's see, powertrain.com, okay. And geez, we got so many. scottmorganmusic.com, and we're findable on the internet.
Yes. So, yeah, everyone go on.
We have a Sonics Rendezvous Band site, actually. It's called srb.net.
Okay.
If somebody wants to buy your new CD, how do they go about that?
That would be powertrain.com.
Powertrain.com.
But you can get there from the other sites.
Yeah.
There's a button you can just click.
Are you in any local stores as of yet? Or?
Yeah, it's ask Robert. He's in the studio with you.
Detroit.com?
Robert, tell him where to get the CD. Where do they get the CD? Tell him.
The website.
Okay. Good enough. Well, thanks for coming in. We really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It was awesome.
Keep rocking.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Why don't we go into one last track here off of the album, just to make it official here.
That's pretty cool.
We'll go into...
Even though it only goes 5 miles. But
Chili Willy is missing. Oh,
is this our...
Did you guys play that one?
I got to burn a copy of the show.
Yeah. We burned a copy while it was being played.
Oh, okay, great.
So I'd make a copy of that for you.
Yeah, just one.